Blog Talk Radio.
To be with you whenever I can the last couple weeks because it has been a little challenging, but you're getting to listen to some great pre-recorded shows. I've got 550 of them in archives. So today you are listening to me live and we have a great guest. And before I introduce him, I just want to tell you what the rest of this week and next week will look like for Bonnie Albers on Air. Tomorrow we've got Jerry Humphreys, right from the UK. He rocks everything from pet communication to hypnotherapy, past lives, Reiki, a master teacher. He's the CEO of the magazine that I am a columnist for, and you will love Jerry. He is here. I don't even think he's a guest anymore. He's kind of a frequent flyer, and we love him. Then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you'll be hearing pre-recorded shows. Please listen because I have some great shows and great guests if you have missed them. The next week is me. So you've got me coming Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Monday and Friday. It is at TBA. We will announce what's going on then. But today, I've got a really cool guy. I love what he does, and it's pretty rare. I have Chris Rack, Minnopond, the YouTube sensation, who reads astrology and tarot, but he reads normal, regular playing cards. So if you could say hello to Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
Well, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous, I think. Let me check in about 5 minutes and we'll see. That's how the energies are changing. But you know what? I've got to tell you, you know, we had so many planets in retrograde and now we only have one, correct? Or is it two still?
Well, we have Mars retrograde at the moment, and also Neptune will be going retrograde here in a little bit. And let's see, we also have Pluto is in retrograde, Saturn's in retrograde at the moment as well.
Okay, so only one planet then went direct, and that was Mercury out of the five.
Mercury, right.
I'm going to cry. But anyway, it's been tough energy for a lot of people. And I know the outer planets are different than the inner planets, and that is too cool. But that's probably why the energies of everybody and everywhere, and they're all in Earth signs, so it's all about like physical things. That's what's just like crazy. So what do you think about, before we get to your cards, what do you think about it all being in Earth signs?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, actually, the Earth sign thing. You know, I've talked about it for a while, too, that you know, we've had some very difficult Capricorn influences for several years, something that I've just been kind of looking at for a while. And it has a lot to do with, like, friends and family and relationships. And what's interesting is this grand Earth trine we have going on right now with all this Earth energy is definitely kind of highlighting some of those same areas of, you know, home and family and friendships and relationships in general. So it'll be interesting to see. I think people are going through, like, a long-term, you know, I think it's kind of an ending to a long-term cycle in those areas for a lot of people.
Well, I love that because, oh, yeah, friends, family, and all that have been so affected. And I, it's just amazing. And not so much for me, although, yes, because I have kids, but actually for a lot of the people that we talk to on the air with relationships and parents and kids and siblings and friends. So I'm glad that you brought that up. Now, I know it's a short show, so I got to get to the cards. You fascinate me with those cards, and I know that you've told everybody how you had gotten into them. So I thought if you would just explain the cards and please, tell us what the suits mean this time. Like, you know, I asked you a question because a crazy, crazy thing happened to me, everyone. And I'll give a brief synopsis of what happened so that when Chris actually explains it, you'll know. My daughter's moving, and when we moved out of the living room, all the furniture, there was a card laying on the floor. And the card was an Ace of Spades. I don't have a deck of cards. And it is the weirdest thing that has ever happened to me. Not really, because, you know, weird things always happen to me. But it was a crazy thing. And so, of course, I called Chris to find out what that meant. So, Chris, if you can explain the cards and then go into the suits and what they mean, I'm going to be, like, with bated breath waiting to hear all these cards. So please go.
Yeah, so the playing cards, I mean, you know, there's a lot of ways to read the playing cards. There's a lot of systems, too. A lot of people like to match up the meanings with the tarot, so those people will read the playing cards using similar meanings to tarot cards. But I do it more intuitively, but I do attach some rules to the cards in a lot of ways. So do you want me to just start with the suits here, and I'll explain that?
Absolutely. You know, Chris, I hate to say this, but maybe it's me, but you sound like you're in a tin can.
Yeah, is there any? Let me see if I can fix that real quick.
Okay, because not for me, because I can hear you, but I just want to make sure that everybody else can. So I would do, while you're doing that, I do want to say hello, aloha, Jay. You know, I so appreciate you always being here. And my guests, thank you. And Jay, I hope you enjoyed Saturday night's show. It was kind of crazy. I had two great authors, and it really was not starting to be my show. It was Mike Perry's show, but I kind of, you know me, took it over. So if you're going to be on the Bonnie Albert show, you got to be prepared for it. But it was a really cool night, and I think, or, you know, I'm being told by spirit that I've got to put a few night shows on. So that might be the beginning of it, once a month, twice a month, Saturday night show. So I hope everybody that was listening enjoyed it, and I will be back on Saturday night soon. So go ahead, Chris, if you sound
Am
better.
Am I coming in clear? Okay, perfect. So, yeah, let's start off with the spades cards, because you were talking about the spades. But spades cards represent, they represent spirituality in a lot of ways. They also represent the air signs, and they can represent obstacles and things that we have to deal with and overcome in a lot of ways. I like to look at them as mostly just, you know, challenges that, and things that we have to fix for one reason or another. And a lot of the times they can also, the spades cards in particular, can represent things that we're missing, like a lot of things that we just aren't looking at or seeing. The higher spades cards, for example, can represent just kind of just only being single-minded and too laser-focused and needing to open up into and look at kind of like a whole picture instead of just looking at something, you know, too focused.
Are you saying I'm laser-minded and too focused?
Well, yeah, the Eight of Spades is definitely one of those cards. It's more of a card. The Eight of Spades, I like to say, is like kind of a card where you're walking down a path and there's a giant boulder in the way, and all you really need to do is just walk around the boulder. But, of course, you know, it's always the easiest answer that people seem to resist, or they just don't think about because it just seems too easy. Eight of Spades is actually very easy to overcome. But again, like I said, most people just think that the answer can't be that simple, can't be as easy as the first thing that pops into their head, but it usually is.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. Anything else with the spades?
No, that's pretty much it for the spades. Next, we can look at the hearts. Hearts card, of course, is everybody's favorite. It represents love and socializing. And, you know, our relationships, all those things that we deal with, they represent the water signs as well. And, yeah, hearts cards are pretty much really good. I always say that the hearts cards are great for transformation. Whenever I meditate on the hearts cards, I get this image of, like, a heart melting with, like, a fresh heart underneath. So, to me, it kind of represents that almost refreshing type of energy in a lot of ways.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so that heart is pretty much, you know, I'm glad you made it clear about the hearts equals water cards or the spades equal air, because then you could put it together both in astrology, tarot. It kind of, you know, represents all of that, and I love when these cards come together, because I like to show people that metaphysics aren't separate. They're really all interconnected. And
Right. Really,
if you read tarot, or you read astrology, or you read these cards, or you read intuitively, that it's all really, if you look at it, representing all pieces of the same thing. So I love that. Okay, continue.
Yep. Next, the diamonds cards, another favorite of everybody, of course, represents money. And abundance in pretty much always. The abundance cards, I mean, these diamonds cards represent earth signs. And in a lot of ways, you know, I'll get a lot of diamonds cards sometimes on people who ask, like, love-type questions. And, you know, I think the mistake that you could make there is saying that it has to do with money. But usually, in a lot of ways, if you get a love question with a bunch of diamonds, it just represents that the person might need more stability. They could need to be more stable. So it is important that we look at the fact that they represent earth signs as well. Because, you know, they are positive cards, the diamonds, but sometimes I think they can also represent you know, just needing to bring something into balance in a lot of ways.
Wow.
You know, that's usually how I look at the diamonds cards.
Well, wait a minute. So you look at them like diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Yes, of course.
I don't know about that then, because I think hearts in your deck might be a girl's best friend, but no, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, they might. And yeah, I mean, then finally we have the clubs cards, which represent fire. But clubs to me really represent the brain. They even, clubs cards even look like the brain on the deck. And you know, if you were to break it down, it has the two halves of the brain, the third eye in the middle, and then the little, you know, thick part at the bottom is the brainstem. So I always look at them as representing the brain and how we think and how we use our mind. I think the clubs cards can be the most powerful cards in the deck, which, you know, maybe a lot of traditional card readers wouldn't agree with. I think they would probably say, like, spades cards are actually the most powerful. They probably, like, the ace of spades is considered one of the most powerful cards, but to me the ace of clubs is actually the most powerful card in the deck, because it's kind of like a limitless type of energy. But maybe that's why they're not considered so powerful, because it's like you have to be the one that brings the power and actually takes advantage of the situation. But I think it's there, you know, that situation could be whatever it is for anybody, could be limitless.
Wow. Well, you know what? So the club, that's weird, because the clubs would remind me of air if it's the brain, and the spades would remind me of swords, but it's the opposite. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, the spades do get matched up with swords, which would be air signs. I read, you know, more intuitively. I just base it off of really my feelings on the card. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's
and
how I do it.
The,
but yeah.
So we have an element that's missing, or I'm not counting correctly. So we have the hearts of cups, the spades are air, the earth are diamonds, and what's the next element that I'm missing?
Oh, the clubs are fire.
Okay, the clubs are fire. Okay, because see, I'm a fire. I have all those fire planets, so I absolutely love when you read the clubs as the brain.
Right. Yes.
I think that's so cute, and I love, it's just, like I said, to pick up a deck of cards and to get involved in what you do, to me, is truly a treasure, a gift, and an absolutely wonderful way to use your intuitive abilities. I do want to tell everybody before I let you speak further that you are a YouTube sensation, and you have a lot of YouTube followers, so please tell everybody real quick how to find you, so they can actually see what one of your readings looks like with you and what you do on YouTube. And you do this for a living. So tell them how to get a hold of you before I pick up the next caller, which is 407. And I know she wants to talk to you. So go ahead.
You can just search Minnow Pond on YouTube and I come up there, or you can go to minnowpond.com and you can get a hold of me on my website very easily.
And you do want everybody to subscribe on YouTube to your channel. It helps Chris, and it will help you in the long run, because he does amazing readings. I watch him. There's only a very few that I really get involved with on YouTube. I love everything, but I just don't have the time to, like, watch everybody. But Chris is absolutely one of the ones I watch my sign. Although, I, like I said, I don't feel like I'm a Cancer, so I'd have to watch all five signs I think I am. I think I'm every zodiac sign in the world except earth signs. Okay, so no.
Well, you probably are.
Mine, yeah, minus three. Is there anything else you want to tell everybody about your cards and how you read them before I pick 407 up?
No, I think that's it, actually.
Okay, we'll have more time to talk in just a few minutes. But
407, sure.
You are on with Chris. Hi!
Hi, Bonnie. It's Rita. How are you?
Hi, Rita. Oh, my goodness. Chris, this is Rita. Rita, this is Chris. You're talking
Chris,
to
it's
us.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet
Hi,
you,
Rita.
Chris.
Tell him why you're so fascinated with his cards.
Well, because my mother reads the playing cards as well.
Nice.
This is something that she played with worked on for quite a while, and she's in her 70s now, and Actually, I think she was so accurate on some things that it almost kind of scared her. And she very, very rarely does the playing cards anymore. But it's always every now and then. I mean, it was like probably about a month ago. I said, "Mom, please, I have so many worries. Would you lay them out and see what you pick up?" And, you know, she did it, you know, but she did it for her daughter, but she won't do it for many people. But she's very good at it. And she's the only, I've only known two people and now three with you that have actually read the playing cards. So
do you have any questions for Chris about the playing cards? Now, I know you'll have questions about yourself, but do you have any questions about how he reads them?
No, I really don't. Like I said, I'm pretty familiar with it. The very first time I ever went to a psychic and went for a reading, I was very young, and this was a lady that did the playing cards, and I just thought it was really fascinating.
Yeah, and it's interesting how Chris got into it. So he might tell his story in just a little bit. But do you have a question? Let's get to you. What can the playing cards, Chris's intuition, and everyone else, what can we bring to you today, Rita?
Okay, well, let me see. Right now I'm just in a really restless phase, and I don't know if this is because of all the retrograde junk that's going on right now. But I'm really restless about career. I'm waiting for a big check to come in. I'm worried about my son and a relationship he's in. So money, you know, those are concerns that are right up there for me.
Well, Chris, you have a lot. You definitely can pull each one if you want, because I would love to hear how you work with Rita and the cards. So I don't know if you're going to take one issue at a time or you're going to involve them in one big reading. So I don't know how you'll work it.
And it doesn't matter to me, Chris, just whatever you get.
Okay, yeah, I pulled it all. I just pulled it all together. Actually, while I was shuffling to the Three of Clubs, came out for you first, even before you asked the question, which is a great card. It represents second chances and having a second chance at something, or it can even represent having a bunch of second chances come around. When it shows up during a retrograde cycle, it's the typical, it's kind of like the typical retrograde thing where things, of course, always come back around during retrogrades. But I put a little bit more emphasis when the card comes out on that as well, because, obviously it's something that's going to be important for you. It's also a card that's great for creativity and doing anything creative and kind of using your, creative abilities.
Okay.
And you do have a couple. Go ahead, Bonnie.
She is a writer. She's a famous writer.
Well,
so isn't that interesting?
I was going to say, she has the Four of Clubs next, and having clubs cards would definitely be cards of the writers, anybody who does anything like that.
Well, this is a writer with writer's block at the moment, so
right. And go ahead.
No, I wasn't going to say anything. I'm waiting on you.
Okay. So you have the Four of Clubs after that, which is Four of Clubs I call Mercury retrograde, even though we're still not in Mercury retrograde. It's a card of double checking things and going back over things. So, that definitely makes a lot of sense there as well. It is a card of wanting to build more stability. I normally wouldn't say that, but you also have the Four of Spades. So you have two fours here. And the Four of Spades is about wanting to create comfort in a lot of ways, wanting to build comfort into your life. Sometimes it can represent being a little bit too comfortable. And I wouldn't normally say this, but with the two fours like this, it's interesting because the Four of Clubs can represent needing to take a vacation as well, needing to take a break. But at the same time, I would say these two together really for me is all about needing to take more risks and needing to be a little bit more risky and kind of, I guess really the word would be more adventurous and kind of try new things in a lot of ways. Yeah, you have the King of Spades coming up as well, which I actually think is probably, you were talking about your son. And
yeah.
And King of Spades represents like having gone through almost like a lot of battles. People who have are the King of Spades, they can literally be have like scars on their body in the most extreme cases, because it can represent like having been through like literal battles and things like that. But it is a card of gaining a bunch of knowledge, and how it's all about how you use that knowledge. A lot of people right now are showing up as King of Spades because the past, you know, 8 years have been very challenging for people, and so there, it's kind of like we're at this area now where people have a choice, and you have the Three of Clubs, which is all about having two choices. Even though it's a three, it still represents having two choices, and this goes for pretty much everyone. And it's like one path is getting stuck in the same old kind of pattern, and the other path is something totally new. And the King of Spades brings forth the all the learning that they have done, and it really says that they've learned from their mistakes and things like that, and so they get to bring forward all those skills, if that makes sense. On the card that I'm using now, it's like the King of Spades on this deck, he's like a military guy with medals on his chest, and he, you know, it's like tons of medals, and those are kind of all the challenges and things that he's been through, but he's learned from those things in a lot of ways. I would say that this card also applies for you, and I think that it's a card of justice, and if there have been any injustices done against you, this card represents justice kind of returning in a lot of ways.
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
Bonnie
knows me very well, so I'm sure she's going, wow. this is really ringing true, Chris. Yeah, I've been through great deal, and I'm actually waiting for justice, and hopefully that's coming.
Yeah, I mean, you have the Seven of Spades next, which Seven of Spades is kind of just a card that represents internal fears that don't exist. So it's not really an important...
Oh, gosh,
it's not really,
we're hit that on the head.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
It's a card that really doesn't... you know, I consider it like a card that doesn't mean much to me personally. It never has a very strong energy for me when I read for people. But, you know, it's a card of removal as well, like in a good way, like removing things that you don't need anymore. So, it kind of has that double meaning going on there. But it's followed up by the Six of Spades, which I really like. Six of Spades is a card of incremental improvements, of things kind of just starting to improve in a lot of ways. It's also like a card of fate, and it represents fated, you know, events happening for you in a lot of ways. If sixes are very karmic, I always read every six as, you know, being a lot of karma and having a lot to do with karma. Six of Spades, I mean, it's a spades card, so it does represent having been through conflict and issues like that, but it is still a card of moving forward, at least. It might be a little bit slow, but, things are definitely going to be improving. And you end here with the Nine of Diamonds, which is a card of newness. It's a card of endings, almost being there. I always think of nines as almost being complete, like just really close to being done with, you know, a bunch of things that you're dealing with. It is the card of, you know, some card reading systems call it the stimulus check. So, I mean, if you're waiting for a check, that's very good news, I would say, right there. And it is a card of, getting better with your finances. And not in the way, like, you know, a lot of people, when I say that, they think, like, they need to, like, examine their finances and things like that. But this is more along the lines of having, like, learned a bunch of lessons and getting better at finances just because you don't want to live like that anymore in a lot of ways.
Right, yeah. Well, in my instance, it's really learning about it. At my age, I'm 59, and I'm really just kind of learning about it now, so I'm starting to feel more comfortable, if that makes sense. I know it's weird to be my age and to really kind of be ignorant about a lot of these things, but I'm learning, and I'm getting there. I'm feeling more comfortable with it, so maybe that's what that means.
Yeah, and it's funny that you said the learning thing, because, I mean, I've been, you know, I think some people get annoyed on YouTube because, I mean, almost every single reading I do on there, I mentioned that 2016 in particular, I mean, I think you should always be learning. It doesn't matter how old you are, but, and the cards really stress that a lot. But in my 2016 readings, it was, like, very, very heavily stressed that people really try to pick up some new skills or brush up on old skills. So it was definitely something that was, like, very heavily highlighted.
Wow.
Right, right. And it makes total sense, because you were talking about the creativity and the new directions and all the stuff. And I think this is the reason I'm have a little bit of writer's block right now, because I'm really playing with the idea of jumping into a new genre, something completely different for me, which is also scary because my fan base is in a certain thing. So this would be jumping into an area where I don't have a built-in fan base, and it's really scary. So I'm battling the fear, and I am wanting to try something new. You're really hitting all of this very accurately for me, Chris.
Yeah, thanks. And I think it will go very well for you in a lot of ways. I just pulled two more cards. You got the Six of Diamonds and the Six of Clubs. So Six of Diamonds represents planting seeds, and even, you know, Clubs cards look like little plants. So you could look at that as a sprouting of the seeds as well. That is very, I would say this is very good, very good for you to make that transition and make that switch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I've been
playing with it, but you know, fear is a constant thing, and I admit that
right.
I am a fearful person, and every morning I wake up and think, I'm not going to be afraid today. Today I will
right.
not be afraid. I'm taking it one step at a time and trying to conquer that, because it is scary to be
right.
out on your own and to try a new venture that you're not sure that it's going to work. And, you know, so I at least recognize that this is part of my problem.
Right.
So you know what,
absolutely.
Rita? I've got to tell you, even when he started with the three and doing things going and refining things from the past, that's what you're doing with the books that somebody else really took from you. Not they took from you, but your publisher. And you are revamping all of those. And I think that is a big part of this, Rita. So and he said you were going to be very successful, so which you are. So I think that that'll carry you over until you actually jump right into whatever genre I know what you're looking at. You do,
yes.
because that's what you've been doing.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean it's exactly right. Chris said the reading was spot on. I really do appreciate it.
And the only one thing she wants to ask, and I think it was about her son. Do you see everything working? Her son, you can ask Rita, or if you're satisfied with the answer, you don't have to. It's up to you.
No. I mean, I really do see already in a lot of his description. Both of my children have been through a lot. And I do see my son making great strides in overcoming the difficulties of his past. And I'm concerned that he's being impulsive about a relationship right now.
Yeah, so you said that, and that immediately popped into my head. King of Spades is a card of being impulsive in relationships. That's very possible. And I just pulled another card, and a Queen of Clubs came up. Do you happen to know, I mean, is she a fire sign, or?
She's actually an earth sign.
Yeah, so,
she's
Taurus. She might just be showing up as a Queen of Clubs for whatever reason, but Queen of Clubs can be extremely moody, and they can be very, I don't want to say withdrawn, but they're not very good at, expressing their emotions in a lot of ways. They can be terrible communicators as well. So that might be what he's dealing with at the moment. But let's see.
He's a water sign.
Yeah. That would explain a lot too. A lot of water signs come up as the Spades cards, which is interesting because I've talked about it. Again, I don't want to just keep plugging my YouTube channel here, but I've talked about this a lot on YouTube, about how the water signs are really kind of developing a lot thicker skins. They're transitioning and they're becoming different. It's interesting, a lot of the water signs, like especially Scorpio, shows up as the King of Spades quite frequently. And I think it's this kind of them developing into something a lot stronger. But I think he has his own doubts about the relationship anyway. It's almost like he doesn't see a way out or something. I just want to see if he...
That's right. He doesn't see a way out. That was a good one.
Yeah, it was very good. I have my mouth open right now.
Go ahead, Chris, and I'm going to have to move to the next call. But go ahead.
Yeah, I know. I do think he will. I mean, I think it's another thing that's probably going to take time, but eventually I think he will definitely smarten up.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Well, that's kind of what I'm getting to. So it's kind of driving what I think and what Bonnie has thought. So it's kind of going
the crowd,
hand there with. Yeah.
Right.
The room is getting very crowded with intuitives who are seeing
right.
this exact same thing. So, but I really appreciate the confirmation on that because it's exactly what I'm picking up too.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Well, Rita,
well, thank you, Chris.
I love
thank
you,
much.
Honey,
okay,
and
love.
I'm moving to the next caller, but you are just fabulous. You're for everybody who would like to check Rita out. She writes under the name Regina Carlisle. She's written many love stories. So for all you hearts out there, please check her out on Facebook. And she is a really, really, really excellent writer. So thank you, Rita, for calling in.
And thank you. Love you guys.
Love you. Love
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. I know somebody's been waiting also. I don't know who it is, but 951, you are on with Chris and me, of course. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. How about you?
Pretty good.
Well, honey, you're on with Chris. He is excellent with cards. And so what do you think about, because I know you love these. So I know you do something metaphysically, and I remember, was it handwriting names? You were doing something. But what do you think about the playing cards being read?
The playing cards, aren't they the same as the tarot deck without the 22 arcana cards? Is that what you mean?
You know, it's a totally different deck of cards, but it does relate to the tarot, right, Chris?
Yeah, you know, it depends. Again, there are a couple of different card reading systems out there, but it depends on what system you're using. But you can very easily, attach the tarot meanings to the playing card suits, basically. I even have a deck that has four of the major arcana in it along with the playing card. So, I mean, there are plenty of decks out there that mix both together, kind of.
So, Chris, go ahead. There's so many ways to be intuitive, to be psychic, mediumistic, everything else. I just love it when people all share different ways to do it. But what would you like to ask, Chris? What would you like the cards to show you today?
You know, some of my future or something here in the next few months or anything.
Let's take a look and see what's going on for you. You just want, like, something general?
Yeah, I'm moving and looking for work and want to see if you see me moving out of the area for a job.
Are you an earth sign, Nathaniel?
I am. I'm May 1st.
Ah, Taurus, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually,
you
have
my
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I have my moon and rising in Gemini, so I might be more like a Gemini than a Taurus.
Yeah. And actually, it's funny because you have the Joker card coming up, which does represent Gemini, so... That would make a lot of sense. There, you have a lot of people showing up here in this reading. It's very interesting. And I'm just trying to figure. Well, let's start up here. You start up with the Jack of Spades, which is I was just talking about the King of Spades, and the Jack of Spades is definitely very similar in that it's a card of having been through a lot and kind of setting off on a new path in a lot of ways. The Jack of Spades represents somebody who kind of has almost been through, like, you could look at it as being somebody who's almost been through, like, basic training in the military, which is still a very difficult time, but maybe not as difficult like as war, but still, again, plenty of difficulties there. And it's like the Jack of Spades is kind of like a MacGyver card. It's about like mixing things together to turn them into something else in a lot of ways. And I would say that you're probably very multi-talented and probably have a lot of multiple things that you like to do. It's definitely showing up as a Joker card, probably good at, you know, good at a bunch of different skills and jobs. Joker type people, they do well in jobs that allow them a lot of freedom. They're also very good entrepreneurs as well, but Joker people are also heavily judged at work because usually Joker people can finish things in, you know, like much less time than everybody else around them. So everybody looks at Joker people as being scattered, and as a Gemini moon, that would make a lot of sense. I'm a Gemini moon myself, so I totally get the energy. But yeah, so people can look at you as scattered and maybe finishing things too quickly, but really Jokers finish things to a high degree of accuracy. So, you know, that is interesting. But you have the Ace of Spades coming up, which is a very powerful card. I even talked about this in the beginning of this interview I was talking about how the Ace of Spades is considered to be the most powerful card in the deck. And it's the card of problems being resolved, of things being fixed and kind of starting over. I call this card the Force. Are you there?
I'm sorry, yes. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. I frequently call this card the Force Fire because, you know, like a forest fire burns down an entire forest, but the forest always grows back like 1,000 times stronger and much healthier after the fire. All the nutrients have been returned to the soil. So you could be going through your own little rebirth type situation here with that card, especially. Very powerful. You have the Jack of Hearts and the Jack of Diamonds. They both came out together.
Wow.
And yeah, I would say that these jacks can definitely represent needing to have more fun, needing to take a break, needing to, you know, kind of separate and have time for separation as well. But the Jack of Diamonds, I'm happy to see that because the Jack of Diamonds is pretty much the only Jack in the deck that, to me, really wants to be the King of Diamonds, and you actually end the reading with the King of Diamonds as well, so... you know, that's very good for jobs and bosses,
money.
And things like that. And go ahead.
Money.
I'm not sure if I really want it. If
yeah,
I had,
money.
You know, got $300,000, I probably wouldn't be looking for work. I mean, I'd
right,
like to do stuff to try to do stuff like guitar teacher stuff that I love to do. But
right.
A name of job, then I would have to be like a slave or something. I wouldn't want to do that.
Gosh. We wouldn't want you to do that, Nathaniel. But, you know, work is work, you know. So sometimes you have to work.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, you have the Five of Clubs as well, which, I mean, is a card of teaching. It's a card of turning your hobbies into a business. Like you said, you have the Joker. I don't know. I think there's something there for you as well, even if it's just a side thing. Like, Joker people will frequently have jobs, and they'll just do something on the side as well to make extra income. And I would say with this Five of Clubs, that's even more of a possibility because, like I said, it's a card of teaching. It's a card of hobbies. Five of Clubs is like the card of taking part in hobbies, but turning them into like businesses or, you know, or something more than the hobby, like evolving it into something more, whatever, you know, your hobbies may be. It's also a card of needing to take more risks. It came up, the last person had a Five of something, and Fives just in general, she had a Four of Clubs, but Fives in general do represent needing to take more risks and kind of like do more things and things like that. Five of Clubs is a good card. It is a card of changes. It's definitely a card of not being happy with, you know, where you are exactly, but it is a card of changes. And again, you end with that King of Diamonds, which is great for money. It's great for making more money. The card is frequently called like the CEO or the businessman or something along those lines under a lot of card reading systems. It's about, you know, it kind of brings a financial perception to the situation here. I think I'm feeling it more for you in kind of near future. You know, I think that will be good for jobs. I mean, King of Diamonds represents bosses and, you know, mentors and things like that as well. So, you know, kind of would, and I would say with all these jacks too, I mean, that could be a lot of opportunities to meet new people, which would definitely represent, you know, jobs coming in.
Hey, well, that's super.
That was really good. Yeah, that was really good, Nathaniel. I got to tell you, though, I would love, you know, and this is just what's coming to me, Chris, you know, when you said in the future, the end of the retrogrades for the Earth signs, and whether he's a Gemini rising, because I'm a Sag rising with all those fire planets, and I still read Cancer, but, and I don't know why I do, but, you know, the end, I think, is in September, isn't it? September, October is the last retrograde in all the Earth signs. So maybe... So maybe it's going to be when the Earth signs. And hopefully, Nathaniel, you'll look at doing something and being your own CEO.
Yeah, that would be great. You know, either something metaphysical or, you know, announcing or, you know, reading books or something.
You got to put it out there, though. You know, you have to put it out there and do the research, because what Chris is saying is great things are coming, but you've got to make them happen. And that's what I'd like. And you're the jack, so you should be jack of all trades. You know, you should, well, I don't know if that's what it means, but, you know, you should be looking, getting involved, getting into, and trying everything till something sticks. You know?
Excellent. Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent.
You know, I'd love to see you teach guitar. I'd love to see you do this. I'd love to see you do that. Maybe you don't need one big job. Maybe you need a whole lot of little ones. You know?
Yeah.
So start thinking that way, because your mom is here and she's handing me, you know, usually they just come together. She's looking straight at me and handing you a sunflower. Now, when I look at it, a sunflower is all metaphysical, and she's smiling. So not only are you supposed to work your earthly positions, but you need to get back in to your metaphysical positions too. So don't you keep thinking one, I feel. But there might be three, you know, Chris, look in the, I don't know what the cards are saying this, but there is not just one thing I see for you. There's several.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, on the Joker represents doing, I mean, a Joker on most decks is like a, you know, juggling a bunch of balls. And I mean, that's what it represents, juggling a bunch of things. And like you said, jack of all trades, the Joker is the jack of all trades type
yeah.
of energy. And even, you know, Geminis represent, you know, the two, you know, kind of two worlds, and, you know, can totally represent doing two different things.
Absolutely. So guess what, Nathaniel? That's the best advice that we, or the cards actually, and intuitively we can tell you. Start doing all of this, because that's what you're meant to do. Okay?
Hey, well, thanks a lot so much.
You're welcome. Have a great
Thank
day.
You.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Michael. Bye-bye.
He's such a sweetheart. He calls and he listens to the show a lot, and he is metaphysical. I love that everybody's metaphysical, but, I mean, he's got some really good talent. I am going to go to the next caller. I'm thinking about lengthening the show. But 443, you are on with Bonnie. I love – usually I do a two-hour show, and I – because of the time restrictions, I can't always. But everybody hang in there. We'll try to get to you. So 443, you are on with Bonnie and Chris. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
Kathy.
Kathy. How do you love the playing cards, Kathy?
I love them. It's so interesting.
Isn't it? Just to me, it's fascinating. So what can Chris bring you today?
Any information on my spiritual journey.
Sure.
Okay. And, of course, I think you're wide open for that spiritual journey. I just see when you said it, Spirit went, what? And they showed me the vast, huge universe in front of you.
Woo!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you
are.
Yeah.
Oh, no. She shows up as the Queen of Diamonds, which is great for money as well, but it's also great for being somebody who's spiritual but grounded at the same time. You know, there's that's what I try to do. I try to deliver grounded messages. I think, you know, there's a great tendency in this field to go way too far out, you know, into the universe, as Bonnie said, and you know, maybe get a little too esoteric in a lot of ways. So I think Queen of Diamonds is great for, you know, kind of bold things. Even this Queen of Diamonds that I have, she's like, you know, she's got the like a pentacle from like a tarot card on her lap, but she's also sitting in nature. So it's like that kind of balance between the real world and the you know, spiritual world in a lot of ways. You also have the Five of Hearts, which would be very similar. It's a card of balance and trying to balance things out. And it's also a card of separations and dealing with separation in life in a lot of ways, kind of like how those things affect you spiritually even. It's kind of an interesting card, the Five of Hearts. It's got a lot of, you know, it's got a lot of meanings, and there's a lot kind of coming at me on this card anyway for you, but it is
I wonder if it has something to do with separation from, like, church, you know, because I still believe and I still go to church. I'm a Catholic, and I'm on the other side, the spiritual side of metaphysics.
Well, I mean, yeah.
What card is that? Because you do know that I don't think either the twain doesn't have to mix. I mean, I just don't believe in earthly religions. I believe in spirit, and I believe, and I'm Jewish. So I just don't believe that we're put on this earth to be one thing. So to me, that makes, but I did have, you know, Mark Anthony, and you've got William Stillman, both very heavy, heavy duty into the church, and they're Catholic, and they are one of the biggest psychic medium clear houses and everything you could, you know, you could ask for. They're publicly known. So I don't think that matters. Do you?
Absolutely not. And I mean, like I said, on the Queen of Diamonds, it's about two totally different things.
Yeah.
So,
okay. That's it. Yeah, okay. I mean, I'm sorry, Chris. I don't know where I was thinking.
I mean, well, let's put it this way, too. I mean, the Diamonds cards, especially the queen and the king, you could look at them as Saturn, and, you know, Saturn is could be very more like a strict religion, and but the queen has more kind of flexibility, so we could look at that, you know, very much like that for her.
Pluto, Neptune.
Yes. You have a bunch of grounding cards here. I mean, you have the Eight of Diamonds next, so very similar, just dealing. Well, it's a great money card, just as a side note, amazing money card. It's a card of money coming in, just so you know, but it's also a good card for the same thing that I just said on the Queen of Diamonds, just like a balancing card and being very balanced in spirituality in general. You have the Three of Clubs. Having a choice to make, Three of Clubs, you know, came up for the first person as well. It's a card of second chances, but it really is a card of choices and making choices. It's even a card of kind of like talking to yourself in a lot of ways and figuring out like what you really want. But it can also be worrying about that, worrying about whether or not you really need to make a choice. But, you know, kind of like Bonnie said, I don't think you need to make a choice between those two things. And you end here with the Nine of Clubs, which is, it's a card of opportunities. It's definitely a card of communication. The Clubs cards are very intuitive. They're, you know, very intuitive cards, all about intuition and trusting your intuition. And it's also a card of planning things out and like working towards new goals, working towards new things in general. It's even a card of like moving or changing things in general, just kind of mixing things up in a lot of ways. So definitely, I mean, kind of speaks to your situation in a lot of ways. And I would also say there are definitely some completions coming in for you. It does feel like outside of your question. So, you know, I always say when I do a reading, if something else comes in, I'm going to deliver it. But I think you have some things that are completing or about to complete something that could be very useful for you.
I hope it's retirement.
Nine of Clubs would be a card of retiring.
Like,
oh my goodness,
move
that's
on to
wild.
The next phase of my life, you know, do something that I really love.
That is so wild. You know, mm-hmm. The next phase of your life is wide open, beautiful,
mm-hmm.
wonderful, spiritual, and financially very well for you, should you want it. So I see so much of that. And you know, you're much
good.
More, I think you do much more grounded metaphysical work. And I love that Chris pulled those cards for you. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it was a great reading. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. You know, I just love when you call. We love hearing your voice. That if you want to read for us anytime, you can actually do healing. But you can
all
read
right.
for us. Do you have anything for us before I move to the next caller?
No, I don't. Not right now.
Okay. Well, if you get it, you call us back, okay?
All right. Thanks, Bonnie.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love metaphysical people. Of course, like I said, Chris, everybody, I always say this, and maybe it's that I don't always say it, but I think it. Everybody is talented. We all come with energy vibration here. We are energy. It just depends
right.
on which vibration you're bringing in with you and how far you want to go. So I think everybody has a certain level that they're coming in karmically to make up. So some people are a higher vibration and can see, feel, you know, you see those people. Then you wonder why, you know, some people don't see it. Some people see it in different ways. But we all come with different energy vibrations. And we all have the potential, the ability, and if you have the desire to do and raise your energy vibration to all levels of metaphysics. So I love that. How do you feel about that?
No, I totally agree. I think everybody, I mean, I think we all can, you know, have all of these skills developed, of course.
And I don't know whether it's in one lifetime, because I do know that we're here to make up, do, or feel karma in different ways. So I don't think everybody can be enlightened to the exact, like we all can't be a Michael Jordan playing basketball in this lifetime. We all have the potential that we could, hopefully, most of us will have the potential that we can play ball. But the problem is that in this lifetime, we're not all going to be Michael Jordan. That's what I kind of explain. But we have the potential to be. In any other lifetimes, we take our energy and raise it. So I do want people to realize that we're here to make up, be taught, or feel certain karmic responsibilities. So it might not be in this lifetime you're going to be a, you know, a big psychic medium healer, but you certainly have the ability to strive for it, to do, you know, that kind of work, and to know that in any other lifetimes that you choose, you can always aspire to that. So that's why I love that we are energy and we can aspire to anything we choose to want to be, if that made sense.
Yes, absolutely.
So I am going to put on 719. I'm going to ask her to take this call for just a second. Callie?
Good morning.
Hey, Callie, can you do me a favor? I know you can chat with Chris because you do his cards in a different way. I need to step out for a minute. Can you take this call?
Sure.
Okay, go for it, guys.
All righty. Morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I actually have a question here this morning.
Okay.
We are supposed to be on our way to Idaho at the moment, and we had some delays and stuff, and what I want to see is if you, you know, how you see the journey going, you know, I'm not going to say if we get there, I'm going to say, you know, when we get there, are things going to go, like, smoothly? Are we going to accomplish what we need to accomplish? You know, are we going to have the gas money, I'll put it that way, to get there and back, coming in from some sources?
Let's see here. Yeah, you have a lot of, let's see. It's interesting. You're another one that has a bunch of people showing up today
oh,
in
wow.
this reading.
Cool.
Yeah. You have two, well, I mean, let's just say you have, I kept pulling cards because I wanted to get something more than just people, but you have two kings, a queen, which is you, definitely, and you have three jacks. And I'm using a different deck than the one I used for the last person, too, so I know it's not because they were sticking in the same spot, which is always, you know, a concern of mine as well.
I'm back, and I don't want to stop you, and I just want to tell everybody, I extended the show. So when I extended the show, I had a meeting. And so when they come, I will be stepping out again for just a second because I'm trying to keep the show on so, Chris, you can answer and we can chat with everybody. So please excuse okay. my in and out for the next probably
sure.
15 minutes. Okay, go ahead. So I'm listening.
Okay, so
you got people for me.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Of course. Let's see here. So you have we'll just start with the kings. You have the king of clubs and the king of diamonds coming up first. King of clubs is normally fire sign male. Could be somebody difficult, but although that you're dealing with. But you know, king of clubs is a card of honesty to me, and and it's also part of friends and somebody who, I mean, even if they're not a friend, they could become, you know, could be somebody that becomes a friend coming in to help you out and things like that. It also represents intuition, which of course, you know, we know you have intuition. So definitely trust your intuition on this. You have the King of Diamonds as well, like we said, and the King of Diamonds, I mean, if you're worried about money and things like that, I would say, you know, don't worry about that because the King of Diamonds is a very good, you know, money card. Very good at raising money. I mean, again, it's a card of a businessman. So, you know, raising money and all of those things are an issue. I would say that those things will probably clear up very quickly. You have Three of Hearts as well. So a card of emotional happiness. A lot of threes. I mean, threes have been coming up a lot for the past few weeks. I almost want to just say that it's probably because of the retrograde period that we're in right now until... And I would say mostly having to do with Mars, of course, you know, which will go direct on the 29th of this month. So, you know, I think that a lot of that three energy could get cleared up for you, you know, just at the end of this month in a lot of ways. It is a card of, let's see here, you know, it can be part of obsessive behavior as well, like obsessing about something or overly worrying about something. So I would say definitely don't get caught in that in that trap, but you have the Nine of Clubs next, which is the card of goals and achievements, so reaching whatever goals you have.
Fabulous.
Yeah, pretty plain and simple. You have the Eight of Hearts as well. So Eight of Hearts is kind of like a gift from the universe in a lot of ways. You know, it's very similar to the Nine of Clubs for me. I mean, I'm sorry, the Nine of Hearts, which is the card of wishes, but then Eight of Hearts is more of something that you have to, that you had to, or I should say, in the past, work for. It's also a card of, you know, socializing, being social, part of business, good, you know, things. It's just a good card for exchanges of energy, anything having to do with an exchange of energy. You show up as a Queen of Hearts, which is good. Like I said, I mean, for me, when people show up in their own reading, it just kind of means that the person is in a position of power and just kind of, it just adds a little bit more saying that they're probably going to get what they want. Then you have these three jacks, and that's very interesting. Again, you actually have a different jack than that the last person that had the three jacks. You have the Jack of Diamonds, Jack of Clubs, and the Jack of Hearts.
Wow.
I know you do, of course. Yeah, they're all horses, by the way.
Got a full house, two kings and three jacks, man. That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So, don't go bet on your money, Kelly. Don't bet.
Definitely okay. Don't bet your money.
Right.
But this is, I mean, you know, sometimes I just feel like jacks just represent that, like, young, new, fresh energy in a lot of ways. Like, you know, a lot of people read jacks and they'll say that, you know, they'll match them up with a tarot or whatever and say that they mean this or that. But to me, the jacks are kind of all about that, you know, enthusiastic, youthful energy in a lot of ways. So I'd say you have a lot of that coming to you. And then, I mean, you know, all three jacks are very positive that you have here. And you end with the Two of Hearts, which is, you know, Two of Hearts, of course, is a great love card, but it's also a card of just matching up with something perfectly, something that you want or something that makes you happy in a lot of ways. So I'd say that's very positive for you.
Wow. You didn't ask about the goats? What was the question, Kelly? Because I missed the question. You did just get a normal
It was about traveling. No, the goats are handled. They're gone. It's like we think nobody knows really what happened to them exactly. All we know is that on May 18th, her son and a friend of his showed up with a truck and a horse trailer, and they caught them all and loaded them all and got them out of there. And then she called me and left a message and said that her truck was broke down and she couldn't come clean the barn. So I waited a little bit. I called her yesterday and inquired if her truck was, you know, working yet or not. She says, oh, yes, yes, I just got it out of the shop. So I said, great, there's 4 years' worth of goat poop down there. So we went down and took pictures because they chewed the barn and they'd done, there's literally like about 12 inches worth of goat poop in the barn. And she started protesting, well, yeah, I know. So she started protesting. Well, I said I'd clean up a little bit. I said, yeah, I said there's a lot to clean up. And then I could hear her son going off in the background and making rude and nasty comments. And I was like, huh. So I said, well, you know, she says, well, I've got the day off. It's like, I guess I can go down there and work at it. And it's like, we're going to go down today and see if she actually did or not. Because a neighbor there said, oh, she showed up and she was raking hay. And I'm like going, raking hay is not shoveling poop. There's a big difference. But yeah, the goats, they, her daughter from Texas came up and there's some speculation that they actually belonged to her daughter, which was why she probably couldn't sell them. And we think they disappeared down to Texas someplace or, you know, but nobody knows. She hasn't, you know, there's been, mum's the word, but they're gone. So I'm like,
oh my goodness. That is fabulous. Okay. And how about what were you asking, Chris?
I was asking about our Idaho trip. It's like that that we need to make here because right now we're a little short on funds to get there and get back. It's like we could get out there, but you have to have, you know, money for the return trip too. So trying to figure out where that's going to come from.
Well, you know, I've told you what I think. I think that the trip you should really think about, you know, just liquidating what you have there and not making the trip. But that's, you know, that's from that's from my spirit guide. So
yeah.
I know that you fight that, and I just don't. I just think that you're throwing good money after bad money, and that's why I said it. But I bet you, if you are going down. And you do sell some of your stuff, even that you can get back, but then what does that trip lead you to? So, you know, if it was me and I was you, and I've given, and I know I've told you and you don't have to listen, but, you know, I would try talking to the owner of those and see what you can work out about getting people to either pick it up and clearing it out or letting it go for a sale. And see what happens, boxing some of the stuff up possibly, you know, and more or less sending it to yourself instead of driving down there and back. So I think.
Some of the stuff that, see, the trouble is some of the stuff that is mine. I mean, it's like, you know, it wasn't stuff that I bought someplace else to resell. It's stuff that we got out of the house that's in storage. And it's like, nobody really, I mean, even my daughter is not going to know what stuff I want to, you know, there's some stuff I want to keep and there are, you know, I don't care about, but it's like, I need to go get the stuff that I want to get.
I just hate seeing you pay, you know, money to have something stored when you could, you know, certainly use that money. So, well, you know, I love you and good luck. And remember, you only have a window of a few days. So, as Sarah said.
Oh, believe me, I know. We got to get this done before the 13th of this month, or we won't get to do it until probably after fair in August. So, yeah, we're definitely working with a window of time here. So, yeah. But on the positive side, the milk goats are giving us about a gallon and a half a day. Which is fantastic.
Wow, that's fabulous.
Yeah, now we just have to get a little market for it. It's like we got to figure out there's a farmer's market that happens every Friday in Laramie, and we just have to see if we have to pay for a booth or what the parameters of it are, or you know, what we're doing with that. But we
put. How about putting an ad? How about just putting an ad in your town saying, you know, goat's milk and what you're charging for it, and let them come to your house?
Right. Yeah. That's.
So.
That's what we're going to start with first. That actually is. So, yeah.
Well, good luck. I hope that Chris's reading, I didn't hear all of it, will help you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was beneficial. It was very. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. That was good.
But,
thank you.
But you do,
thank
you. But Chris, you do know she does playing cards, but she reads them in the Zodiac. Isn't that crazy?
Right.
Do you, so I'm just waiting for her to get her cards as she ever gets her cards and out, because because there's very few people who do what she does, and she reads them in a yearly basis. It's really crazy, but they're playing cards just like yours.
Right.
And you know, what do you think about?
We're getting close. We finally got down to the storage sheds, and we got the locks cut off. We got replacement locks, and we got the locks cut off. And it's like, we're gonna have to. It's probably gonna take us about a day's worth of work to put them back in order after they were moved. There's a lot of stuff fell, and there's a lot of stuff, you know, scattered. So it's like we're going over after we get the chores done this morning. It's like we're going over, and we're going to make today a work day over there so we can get the trailer unloaded. So that part will be ready to go.
We'll find your card. But, you know, what do you think of Jack?
Yeah. Of Jack?
Well, Jack. You know, he read Three Jacks for you.
Oh, Three Jacks, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know, I agree totally. It's like it's the youthful energy. It's, you know, diamonds has to do with finances. To me, clubs has to do with, like, education. That's the, you know, that's the scholarship
card.
Yeah,
the brain.
Isn't
that crazy?
He
said that clubs look like the brain, and it actually really does. Think about it. The brain
right.
has all those grooves.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
So that is
absolutely
cool. When you get,
I like the ones that he got with the kings, the two kings and the queen. Was like that was significant too, because there's actually a couple people that I know that are, I know their birth card is the King of Clubs, and I went, huh? It's like, you know, that one first is a money card. I'm going, okay. That what that told me was, I need to make a trip, and that particular person is owing some child support. So if we start getting the additional you know, $537 a month from child support from that person, it's like that will help our financial condition considerably. Yes.
Oh, you know what, Kelly? That's right. And Chris, what did you read for her that it was going to come?
Yeah, I said that. And not only that, I mean, you know, the Nine of Clubs to me is a travel card. Nines are all about long distance, so,
so
you know,
going.
Even short distance. Yeah, I think she very well could go.
I she should go. It's just that she's got a short window to come back.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, Kelly, these are great. This is a great reading for you, honey, and I really, really am glad. I'm sorry I missed some of it, but I'm glad that I got to get caught up. So please give me a call. You know that we are always here, and you will be one of the next readers in July, I hope.
Me
okay.
too. It's like as soon as we get stuff off the trailer, it's like, yes, I'll have my stuff back. It'll be awesome.
Well, good, because then Chris is going to be right on your – I'm going to have Chris call in, because he's going to be – you read totally different. She reads with the planets. You read with – you know, your cards and more tarot. She reads with the planets, setting them up to Saturn, Neptune, and that kind of stuff. Probably you do that. You just don't say it, but is this going to be cool? So Chris, you're invited the first time Kelly is back to get a reading from Kelly.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, thank you, Cal.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you, guys. All thanks right. for taking my call. Thanks for the reading, Chris. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, Kelly. Do you know what? I can't wait for a reading from her myself.
Right.
She does yearly, because they go for a year. It's really just like an update, you know, like you do your progression. It's really crazy, because she does Mars, Venus, Jupiter, Neptune, and they all go to a certain month, and then she reads them with the cards. So it's really pretty cool. It's called Atlantean Birth and Life Cards.
Oh, yeah, that is cool.
All right, 646. I Don't think I picked you up yet, but 646, you are on with Chris and me, if I can stand it. Hi, because sometimes I got to go. Hi.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Bonnie. How you doing today? This is Tony.
Hi, Tony. Oh, my God. I'm so happy you got in. Tony, what do you think of these cards?
I think they sound pretty cool.
I know. So let's hear what these cards can do for you today. Chris, this is going to be all yours. I love Tony. I love his energy. I can feel the aura around him. So I'm really, really happy. Oh, my goodness. It says that I dropped off. Did I drop off? Hello?
I can hear you.
Tony? Okay.
I can hear you.
So Chris, can maybe, oh, my goodness. Let me see if Chris dropped off. Chris? Okay, let's see. Chris, if I were you then, I would call back Chris. Hello? So, Chris can't hear me, which means that he can't hear me. So I wonder if anybody else can. Chris, can you? I'm talking to Tony. So if you could call back in, maybe that's the problem. Because I have Tony.
Oh,
let me see. Can you hear me now, Chris? Hello? Chris? Okay, Tony, are you with me?
I'm with you.
Okay. So, Chris, if you get back, let me know. I am going to take you off real quick and see if you can call back in. So, Chris, if you can hear me, I just took you off the board, so please call back in so I can pick you back up. But Tony, so before he picks you up, what can I do? I don't read the cards, I do read cards, but my tarot cards aren't with me. So tell me what you want to know from me.
Okay, I just had an interview on Friday, so I was just calling to get some insight on how it went.
Okay, so the first words I hear, I see a group of, and I'm a star myself, so I mean, I always see me as a star. So as soon as you called and said you had a job interview, I've had three shooting stars going off. So to me, so Chris is back. So to me, it's in the bag. What kind of job interview? Chris, are you there?
Oh, yeah,
Chris?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm going to let you answer this, but I'm going to tell you, Tony, no sweat.
Okay.
All right, so go ahead and talk to Chris. Chris, he's asking, he had a job interview on, when was it?
Last Friday.
Yeah. Have you, well, you know what? I'm going to let Chris, while he's listening, it's last Friday, and what was the job interview, can I ask?
Yeah, it was a technology-related job.
Yeah, I'm just seeing stars, so I'm gonna let. And you haven't heard anything. Is that what I'm hearing?
Right, I haven't heard anything yet.
Okay, go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I think. I think that you are going to be presented with a choice in a lot of ways here. You start with the Nine of Spades, so I'm wondering if you were stuck for a while there, maybe not sure what to do or not sure which direction to go. The good news for you is you have the Six of Hearts coming up after that, which Six of Hearts is a return of energy. So it's, you know, if in the past, if you feel like you've been putting a lot of energy into, like, getting a job and nothing's been happening, when a Six of Hearts comes in, it's a change of that. It's kind of being able to finally put energy into things and get it back equally, if not better. So I would say that's good for you. And, you know, it could represent, like I said, definitely things going well. But you have the Five of Clubs coming up next. Again, a lot of people are getting fives nowadays, and fives represent needing to take more risks and needing to reach for kind of like new heights and things like that. But the Five of Clubs here is actually a good card. I mean, it's a card of changes coming your way. It's also a card of people who want to be truly successful. I mean, I like to see this card because a lot of people, you know, they say they want to be successful, but, you know, their actions kind of say something different. So I would say that you actually are an incredibly hard worker in a lot of ways and probably want to be very successful. I think you will be as well. You have the Three of Clubs as well. You know, again, I mean, this card's come up three times now today. In my personal readings, it comes up all the time now. Again, it has a lot to do with the retrogrades, and it has a lot to do with things coming back to you. But so a lot of good returning energy there. You actually got the Lovers card, so you're the first person today to get one of the major arcana in the tarot here. And so, I mean, the Lovers to me doesn't really have much to do with love, unless it comes up on a love question. But to me, it's more about a choice and having a choice to make, and being presented with a choice as well. So I do feel like there is definitely going to be some sort of something that you need to kind of choose on here, maybe coming up for you. It's also a part of like values and figuring out what you value. But you do end with the Ten of Diamonds, which is a really good card financially, card of finances getting a lot better, improving. It's a card of prosperity and kind of doing exactly what you should be doing. So that's a very good card.
Tony?
Wow. Yes.
Tony, you know what
yes.
I'm picking up? I mean, intuitively, because I'm seeing shooting stars. I don't know why you haven't heard from this company. I don't know if they had other interviews or, you know, we're in a retrograde, so it's all about communication being, you know, especially messed up or, you know, or miscommunicated. So if I were you and you were me, I would call the company and I would probably ask, say, you know, I interviewed for the job last week. Have you hired anybody or are you still looking? I'm, you know, I love the company and I, you know, I just didn't want to miss anything because I do believe in retrograde. Communication can be missed. And
okay.
I just feel so strongly. I'm seeing shooting stars, and I'm hearing you got the job. Now, whether it's this job or are you going for an interview again this coming week?
Yeah, there's an interview, phone interview I have tomorrow.
Okay, so it could be, yeah it could be that one, but
I really think that you. No, what I was going to say is I really felt something different. Like I said, when I was saying that he has a choice, he's going to have a choice to make. So I really do feel like it might not necessarily be the one that he's already gone for. I do feel like it could be, you know, I think it's something different.
Okay.
Yeah, because I that's why I asked, because they're showing me shooting stars, and then they're saying you got the job. And so for me, a week is a long time to say,
it was this. The Friday that just passed, it was Friday and the weekend and today.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I feel like, and Chris could, you know, Chris is reading that you have a choice. So you might get both of them, actually.
Okay.
So I just feel, and he's saying different, which could be, what is your phone interview? Is it different than the one that you had on Friday? Is it a different position?
That is correct.
Okay. So I know you will not be out of work for long, put it that way. So I can hear shooting stars. I hear you got the job. And that's why I kind of asked if you were going on another interview, because I feel like you're not going to be out of work very long. And it would be interesting to see if both of them actually offer you something. Right, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and definitely, and the other thing, I mean, that's coming to me too is definitely push yourself. And, you know, if there are some positions that come up, that come available around the August, you know, September time frame, you know, even if you don't think you're qualified, and it could be, you know, at some place you get hired, definitely go for it, because, you know, you have a lot of cards here that represent, you know, kind of reaching for things that you don't think you can get in a lot of ways. So, and I think that will lead to, you know, a significant amount of success for you. So I would, you know, if things come up, definitely I would say go for them. Does that mean you're going to get, like, the first one? No, but, you know, I think eventually if you just keep, you know, going for more difficult positions that you might not exactly be qualified for, I think that is going to really, really be important for you.
Okay.
And Yeah, and you've got great things coming your way. I can see it. What they're showing me is I heard a story this weekend. It's really crazy, so you can listen to this, Chris, because I don't think I've told you. I was at a baby shower, and I don't very often go to them because I just don't. I'm not in the age group where my daughter's friends are having babies, but this one is. And so I went, and there I met this woman, and I asked what she did, and she had the most fascinating job in the federal government. She was doing something with our Homeland Security, but it was in like the Pentagon type thing. And when I said to her, "Oh my goodness, what education do you have?" She said, "Bonnie, you're not going to believe this, but I'm the head of this department, and all these people have all these, you know, high education degrees, and I don't have them. I have a degree in a different, you know, subject." She said, "But they needed somebody to do something, so I did it at the bottom. And I listened, I started to love what they were doing. I started taking over things that they were doing, and then all of a sudden they depended on me. So I went to the head of the department, and I said, what do I need to do this? Like, what schooling? And they said, you know what? You probably won't get it done in time, so we're going to take a chance because everybody depends on you. And she's now doing the job. Now, she has a degree, but she's doing the job that she doesn't have a degree in that all these other people do. So when I know that's a roundabout way of saying something, but and believe me, this retrograde has really, really thrown me for a loop. But what I'm trying to say is when he said go for things you don't think you're qualified for, that's what they showed me right away. So if you're in a company that you want to do something, but you think whatever you're educated in won't really transfer over, just go for it.
Okay.
Okay. Will you let us know, Tony, how you do?
Oh, definitely will do. Thank you so much, both of you.
All right. You owe me your first million. You do know that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. And I'll hold you to it. Thank you, Tony. All right. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I just love him. I know he's destined for great things. I can feel it. I know it. He's got a great aura. He really does well for this earth. He does well for everybody. If everybody had his aura, we would all be having a very peaceful world. But I do want to say, Chris, you have about 3 minutes. We only have about 3 minutes. And I want you to tell everybody again, you do this for a living. Tell them how they can reach you and about your YouTube channel. Chris, Chris is not in the building, I guess. So I will say it for you. Chris, are you in the building? Chris goes under the name Minnow Pond, MinnowPond on YouTube. Please check him out and subscribe to his channel because you will love him. So you can actually see and take your sun sign and get a, you know, it's more of a general reading.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I'm back.
Something must be happening, Retro.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you. So go ahead and tell everybody how to get a hold of you. Okay, well, now we can't. So everybody, if you go to Chris Reck, and you can Google him, you can find out how to go to him, and also Minnow Pond on YouTube, and you can leave him a message there. He does this. You go ahead. There must be a really bad connection because he's not able to, we can hear him on and off. So he does private readings, and he is wonderful. He will do your private reading. Just Google him, and you can get Chris Reck, and also through YouTube. Thank you so much for joining us. Tomorrow I have Jerry Humphreys. He's going to rock the house, of course, from the UK, and we will see you at 1 o'clock. Thank everybody for being with me. Thank you, Chris. You are a wonderful guest, a fabulous guy, and I love your YouTube channel. So please, everybody, go visit Chris Reck, Minnow Pond on YouTube. Thanks to all the callers. Thanks for putting up with this retrograde because I just have so tongue-tied. So I will see you tomorrow, and thanks, and we are now off the air.